We're checking in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on what was the last Board of License Commissioners meeting for April. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Okay, time is quickly passing here.
It certainly is. Spring is in the air.
Indeed, and it's evident by the agenda because lots of events coming up.
Yep. We did have a full board, and we got going right at 4 p.m. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Porch Fest Quincy for special use permits, one-day liquor licenses for the 2026 Porch Fest on Saturday, June 27th from 2 to 8 p.m. in Wollaston Hill, Squanum, and Marymount neighborhoods. Walter Hubley, Councillor Hubley was there. We spoke about the plans for Porch Fest this year. I believe this is the fifth year of Porch Fest, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right, because it didn't happen the year of the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, always a great community event. These neighborhoods love it. Food and beverage vendors will be there. Perkins Field in Marymount and Assembly will be on Wollaston Hill. They are going to have school bands at around 2 o'clock, which is fun. And then the bands, as they do regularly throughout the 5 years, and that went through 5-0.
Oh, very good. I don't think they've done school bands before. That's a
I
neat
know.
addition. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
very good. There's some really talented kids in the city for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice
Oh, that's
addition.
nice. Yeah.
Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Retired Teachers Association for a one-day liquor license for their spring social on May 6th from 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Mason Hall at 40 Greenleaf Street. Kathy Dalton was there. This is an annual event for the Quincy Retired Teachers Association, and this is the first time that they will use the Mason's Hall venue. They'll have past appetizers, and that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Kyle Music School and Entertainment Inc. for a one-day liquor license for their Love at First Sight student recital concert on May 9th, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 1456 Hancock Street, which is the Vang Coffee Bar. Kyle Doan was there. They're expecting about 50 guests, and they're going to have some past hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine. And that
Okay.
also went through 5-0. Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Off the Hook Bar and Grill at 1269 C Street for a special use permit and temporary extension of premise for the following events. May 30th is a spring fling with live music, family friendly, face painting, some games, a pop-up shop from Meadow, which is a little boutique on C Street, and that is May 30th. On June 20th, they have the Flounder Roundup, the weigh-in and live music. August 21st is the Quincy Striper Classic, a weigh-in, live music, beer and wine outside. And October 10th will be Oktoberfest with German band Steinlift and things like that. Like the prior years, these events include extension of a portion of Bayview Ave adjacent to the restaurant. The applicant will also apply for block party permits through the Quincy Police. And John Galligan was there. and spoke about these events that will go from about 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. And these are annual events, 4 or 5 years running now, and that went through 5-0.
Very good. Yeah, those are really popular in that neighborhood. I know folks can just
They
walk
are,
there. Yeah.
yes. And agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of Kenny Shemkin, Semkin, excuse me, Widow Maker Brewing for a special use permit for one day liquor licenses for Wollaston Gardens at 18 Beale Street beginning May 15th. Wollaston Gardens will open, weather permitting, Thursdays 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Friday 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. through the summer. Wollaston Gardens will be a community space featuring a variety of food trucks, family-friendly activities, a beer garden, games, and music. Kenny Semkin was there along with his partner in this, and they talked about what their plans are for 18 Beale Street, which is the site of the old Wollaston Theater. And their idea is to have a community space there with some live music, games for kids, Jenga and tic-tac-toe, and then also to have games for adults there as well. The controls they have in place, they did give us a map. I can send you over a copy of it, and you can put it up on your site. We did have conversation with them yesterday before the meeting. This is a family-driven community event for that space that has been, left, open and unutilized for quite some time. So they've gotten a lot of community people that are excited about this concept for the summer, walking down to Beale Street and using this space this way. There were some people there at the meeting that were in favor, and we heard from them. We also heard from Councilor McGee. McKee was there, and she talked about her conversations with Kenny and Austin, and she is in favor of this community space. And she read about 5 emails from constituents who are also in favor of these family events through the summer. We talked to them about our liquor agents, Pat Faherty, Paul Coughlin, AJ Cathis, who will come out and tour the space before. And then during the summer, they'll be out, going around making sure that, everything is being taken care of. There's also community police in the area. The police chief spoke in favor. There's some parking, but there's also the Wollaston T station right there for parking. There were issues brought up about trash concern, and he's working with vendors right now to secure either trash bins or a dumpster, working again with rodent control, going to work with ladybug, and also just wanted to, tell them that we're happy about that. One of the constituents asked for bike rack so that people could bike down, just to be respectful of the neighbors. Judy Chen was there, and she is the owner of the China in that whole building there, and she talked about her parking spaces, public safety, and they talked a little bit at the meeting, and they're also going to talk offline to make sure that they're coordinating together. Judy said, Chapman Street is a concern, and she's saw it over the last few years with people driving and pedestrians crossing, and so they're going to work together and make sure that public safety is the main concern here. So, with that being said, it went through 5-0. There will be porta potties on site, ADA accessibility. There will be temporary power at the space. Like I said, a small parking, cornhole, fire pits, and seating.
Okay. Wow. So
And that went
this is big
through.
news.
Exciting. Something new. Something like Kilroy Square, but a little more green space, but same concept.
Yeah, so as I understand, Nikki, the area's kind of been cleaned up for to make it more user-friendly, is that right?
It has, yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I know
And
it's just
there's
been kind of a big hole in the ground since the Wally came down, yeah.
And so there's two entrances. One is going to be where the parking is, and one on Beale Street.
Okay. And is this is not like a ticketed event, right? It's just
Nope.
kind of a show
Anybody
up,
can
yeah.
come in and use the space during when they're open.
Okay, right. This is agreement they have with the owner of the property, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
They'll be leasing this for the summer.
Okay, wow. First activity in that space in a long time, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they'll show some movies.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah,
Well,
that would be fun, right?
it was a theater for a long, long time, so pay
Yeah.
homage to that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Our next hearing will be on May 5th.
Okay, wow. So, quick turnaround this time around. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, and I know last time we talked, we issued a reminder about please returning the city census forms. How is that going? Did it work? Did we get folks to return them?
We did, and we were very happy about that. And I also saw that Quincy Votes put something out too, to encourage people to return it. People have been coming up to the window and returning it here, and we've gotten a lot through the mail. We also did a mailing out to vacant households. So if we hadn't, we if we don't have information on who lives there, we did a resident, and we've gotten a lot of those back, and that's very much appreciated. And we'll be pushing the button on June 1st to make those people that haven't returned it inactive. And you'll be getting one more shot to return that card, and ahead of the fall elections.
Okay, otherwise, yeah, you're on the inactive voter list, and that presents a new series of things you have to do to get active again, right?
Yes, you have to have a picture ID with you when you go to the polls, or some type of bill, or something that your registration, something that shows your name, your address, and that you live in Quincy, and then you have to sign an affirmation.
Okay, so just avoid that. Just return your census form, right?
Please.
It's free. There's no cost.
Yes. The blank one is on our web site at under the clerk's page at quincyma.gov, clerk's page, and then you go to elections. And then there is also, you can certainly call the office at 617-376-1144.
Okay, super. Appreciate the update, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Okay, you too. Take
All
care.
right. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.